Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
New York kid, bases loaded, two out. Cranks a ball, deep left field, Volpe with redemption! Perfect place, perfect time, just what they needed.
Not what I wanted to talk about this morning was the New York Yankees winning a baseball game last night in Game 4 of the World Series. So right now it's 3-1. Game 5 is tonight. And Kennedy's boyfriend, Mr. X, who we know nothing about except that he's probably a spy somewhere in the world right now doing things that we can only dream about doing, spying on spy things. He's also a New York Yankees fan.
He is indeed.
And we were concerned about
Nobody's perfect, Kennedy. Yeah,
we can't help where you're born, buddy.
I know. We were worried about him because they were down 3-0.
Yeah, you guys wanted me to give him a wellness check. And, right. I appreciate that about you, that I know how much you hate the Yankees, but you care.
Have you been talking to him, or have you been like giving him a space during the World Series?
I don't talk about baseball with that man.
No?
All right, so here he is before the game begins.
Okay, so...
By the way, we do change Mr. X's voice, obviously, with him being a spy. We can't just throw his
Correct.
Voice out there.
Anonymity.
Okay, so it's like half hour before game time, and I made a decision. I'm not going to watch the game.
What?
I'm going to listen to it on the radio. Mostly because I just can't stand Freddie Freeman's face, but the Yankees always win when it's on the radio. That's what I've decided. Okay.
All right. I support radio.
We do.
Yeah, I don't hate somebody listening to the radio.
Yep.
But it's so funny. Baseball, out of all the sports, has like the most superstitious
Correct.
Fans out of any
Without
of them.
Without question.
So he thinks if he listens to the radio and doesn't watch it, that will make the Yankees win.
Correct.
And he doesn't like Freddie Freeman's face. Freddie Freeman plays for the Dodgers. He's got beautiful teeth, Kennedy. He's a good-looking man.
I get it.
He also hits dingers.
All right. And then he starts to listen and then says he can't.
Yeah, I don't know if I can keep doing this.
Oh, I've been there as a Red Sox fan.
Yeah, I don't know if I can keep doing this. Literally, like, what, three? I might go to bed. All right, I don't know. We'll sing you a song tomorrow morning or something.
He so, was concerned that he wouldn't have content, and
well,
I appreciate that.
Yeah, they went down pretty early in the game. I think they were down 2-0 pretty quickly in that game.
Right.
The pure strife he's going through emotionally.
All right. This next one, I think, will anger many a Red Sox person, Boston person, and he's such an intelligent man, but this math doesn't math for me.
I mean, you guys did this for 86 years? God, no wonder you drive the way you do.
Okay. Unnecessary.
I mean, they've won 27 World Series, so
yeah.
It's when's the last time they won? Has it been that long?
2009, Kennedy.
It hasn't been that long.
There are 15-year-olds walking around New York that have never seen a Yankees
match.
I mean, you guys did this for 86 years?
Sure did.
God, no wonder you drive the way you do.
Suck it up, Buttercup. I'm glad your team's losing.
And then apparently you guys, he decided to go to sleep and not listen to the rest of the game or watch
really?
It or however he was doing it.
What
and
kind
so
of fan is he?
Well, I think he was trying to protect his mental health. So this last one came in, I think the email came to me at like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
So here it is.
Okay, so I just woke up and I guess the Yankees won tonight. And maybe if you really just don't care so much about the game, that all works out. I'm gonna think about this one.
Life lessons. If you don't care as much,
it just
win.
Works out.
It just works out.
Yeah, I don't know if I can keep doing this.
So he went to bed because they were losing and he was stressed out and he woke up and they won?
That's my understanding. I mean, I haven't talked to him between then and now, but that's my understanding. I would assume he just said, you know what, I can't do it. I don't want the strife in my life.
So if the superstition holds, he'll have to sleep through every World Series game if he wants the Yankees to win.
He'll have to watch the first part on the listen to the first part of the radio and then go to sleep.
He can never watch another Yankees game, Kennedy.
Well, at least not the whole thing.
I think you're winning in this one. From the 518, I'm a diehard Yankees fan, born and raised in New York, who has lived in Massachusetts for 14 years. Mr. X is me and my brother via text every World Series game.
Oh, bless.
Yeah, I don't know if I can keep doing this.
So I know you're dating a Yankees fan, yep. But you're rooting for the Dodgers, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I don't know if I can sit next to you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.